Ray Foley on Today FM.
The sun shines, we've got Bloom, the gardening festival happening in Phoenix Park in Dublin this weekend for the... I mean, is this what we've become? Well, I've got friends of mine going to garden centres on the weekend. JP is a regular at Bloom.
They're lovely spaces, yeah.
I mean, what's happening to us, guys? Drinking cappuccinos on a Saturday morning again.
Broaden your horizons, man.
I wouldn't even know.
Ceramic pots.
Pots?
And hydrangeas.
Little flowers. Those little flowers.
Primroses.
Shrubs. For the hanging baskets. I need to get a few shrubs for the hanging baskets.
Does everyone talk like that at a garden centre?
Pretty much, yeah.
Sorry, do you have any shrubs for the hanging baskets?
Do I have to talk like that if I go to the garden centre? Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't catch me dead in a garden centre.
Wow. Jesus.
Gary's there. He says, there's coffee shops in most garden centres now, so all you see is owl ones and owl lads drinking coffee and eating biscuits from Gary. Gary, it's not owl ones anymore. It's normal people just like us. They're getting infected too. This is like Last of Us is what this is. It's spreading. It's spreading through the fungus. Ray and JP, by the way, I watched the last episode of that last night.
Go on.
Massive meh.
Oh.
Massive. I'm like, I don't care anymore.
Is that the end? There's another round.
Well, this is the thing. It's ended now. And it's not going to be back until 2027. Absolute melt. And it's a proper, like, what happens next? I'm kind of like, I don't care. Ray and JP, I had a first date at the Mallow Flower and Garden Centre. My date suggested it, and I was delighted because I thought he was interested in plants and gardening. It was only afterwards that I realised there was a vintage car section. But you know what? That's okay. There's something for everyone at that, then, at the Mallow Flower and Garden Centre. That's why he wanted to go. It worked out, though. We'll be 3 years together tomorrow.
Lovely.
Emer and Tip, huge congratulations to you and your car-loving, garden-hating, coffee-supping partner.
I'm stealing somebody else's joke now, but I guess it was a budding romance. Budding romance, like buds.
Let me call Gary. Gary's going to be at the Bloom this year. And
hello.
It's ringing. Hello, Gary.
Ray, how are you?
Gary Kirwan, he's from Bricks Shows Ireland. Gary, you were on us before, weren't you?
I was indeed, yeah.
Come here.
I think then I was on staff launch day 832, so I think I'm beating you.
What number are we at now, actually?
652. Bad maths there, Gary, on that one.
652, shakers, yeah, wow. You're the Lego lad. We had you talking about Lego before, yeah?
You did indeed.
Gary, I randomly, JP mentioned you to me this morning, but I was on the gram last night and a friend of mine, I don't know, was she there? Bloom isn't open yet, is it?
It's open to the VIPs.
Oh, well, some class of a VIP friend of mine. No, she's no VIP.
You know somebody.
You wouldn't know her. She's not so famous. But she was there for some reason. Maybe she was working there herself or behind the scenes or something. But she got some photographs of your Bloom display. And I have to say, it looks amazing. Truly amazing.
Thank you. Thanks. It's a bit different.
Tell us what it is.
So I have built a garden completely out of Lego. And it's 814,183 pieces.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Give or take five, maybe, Ray, because I might have been off my counting at some stage.
You weren't counting, no more than getting the soft launch days wrong. But here's the thing, right? Because you took a few photos of it, right, and put them up, and the initial ones, it looks like a regular garden. Such is the level of detail you put into it. It's like, oh, so what? It's Bloom, there's a garden. Yeah, there's flowers at it. There's a garden at Bloom. That's a thing. And then she zoomed in, and you could see that it was Lego. Man, what the hell? It's absolutely mind-blowing.
Thanks very much. Yeah, that's what I wanted to achieve. I wanted that at a distance people didn't know it was Lego, and then as they approach it, they realise what it is, and then they just think of it in a completely different way. And I am lobbed in the middle of Bloom, in between like the most amazing actual full-on gardens in the world, and it's just, the standard here is just incredible, and to be in the middle of it then is a bit, I'm bricking it a small bit, pardon the pun. I had to get it in there, lads. it's getting a really good reception from the people that have seen it so far, and just can't wait now till the public get to see it properly.
Oh, very, very cool. So tell us, you don't do it there, because surely it takes a lot longer than a few days it takes to set up. Do you take it in big chunks then into the show?
Yeah. So I spent 8 weeks building it, and I rocked up here last Thursday, and it was in about 4 hours, and all the gardeners who'd been working here in the sunshine and sweating and just like dying a death in the sun have been here for 6 weeks, just looked at me in absolute and utter disgust and thought, you absolute melt. You've come here, you've thrown in a garden in a few hours and you're gone. We hate you, Gary. And yeah, so they've started a bit of a I Hate Gary club, but I'm hoping that the public, you know, will think I'm not the melt that they think I am.
No, you're perfectly fine, Gary. Do you know what? As someone who has been hated by the nation for decades now, you get used to it. It eventually becomes you become inured. You become inured as water off a duck's back. So
is it?
Is there any craggle? Do you stop the kids from touching it?
No, do you know what? It's never kids, Ray. It's all to dads. Mm-hmm. The kids, they coming in the car, the dads are like, don't touch anything now. Don't disgrace me. You know, don't let the family down.
Yeah.
And the kids are great, and it's always the bloody dads. The dads are like, oh, I can touch this because I'm a dad and I know best. So it's always the dads. But yeah, look, we didn't use Craggle as such. We were more advanced. We use a substance called MEK. It's what they use in Legoland, really. But we only used it on like the biggest part, on the very base for 4 layers. We had to use it just to give it structural strength, because otherwise when we moved it, we risked it falling apart. And we were really lucky because we obviously came from Limerick, and when we got up here, when you opened the truck up for the first time, you kind of think, oh God, what am I going to see? So everything was intact, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, awesome. So what's the MEK? It's glue, but it's more subtle, is it, or less obvious?
It's a special modeler's glue, and basically what it does is it melts both sides, and it basically bonds the stuff together. It doesn't leave any visible residue or anything.
That's interesting, because you ever go to the Lego shop or anything like that, it's like there's no hint whatsoever of there being any glue there. So that's obviously what amazing.
That's what they're using. Because if you actually use glue has a bit of a chemical reaction with the Lego over long term, and it'll leave a residue, but it'll also make the bricks a bit brittle as well.
Okay.
So it makes it useless, you know.
Good to know. Listen, this is finally a kind of gardening I can get involved in. No more than my plastic lawn out the back. An entire plastic garden is exactly my cup of tea. And you know what? When I'm saying my kids would kill me if I took them to the garden centre, they might actually appreciate a visit to Bloom this weekend. Listen, sir, thanks so much for taking the call. You can find more about Bloom. BoardBeABloom.com is the website. And Gary's on the gram. Dude, you're looking amazing. Gary's.weightloss.journey_ on the Instagram as well. Listen, sir.
Thanks, Ray. I love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother.
Ray Foley on Today FM.